two, one, action. Welcome back to another episode of EDDS. As always, I'm joined with my three friends. Guys, hello. What's going on?
I blew up a ship.
You did blow up a ship. And speaking of blowing up ships, last time, it was kind of just a chill day, for most of the day at least, for some of our characters. Gris ended up staying at Vila's house, the healer. Just hung out with Vila and Nasala all day. They pretty much just sat around and Gris did some really bad, like, trying to be funny but flirting with Nasala. And Nasala just found it really amusing. And so did Vila. And they both kind of were just laughing more at him than with him the whole time. But it was all in good fun. And just kind of rest up and, you know, from the previous battle at hand. Felvindar, he wanted to go do some things. Same with Reed. They both kind of, Reed decided to go to the market just to get some new supplies and refill on some stuff like ball bearings, which I'll get to. And Felvindar went over to his Mage's Guild, get some new spell books. And then during the discussion at the Vila's house, was revealed a Imperial trading ship was docked at the docks at Leowyn, and that the hunter, just like Sapparo, was asked by the brothers of Nasala to investigate the Imperial trading company. And Vila brought that up, and then Gris, using their rings of telepathy. Communicated that knowledge over to Felvindar and Reed, who were in the city at the time. So Felvindar was the first to head down to the docks and just acted like a normal person. And he saw two burly men carrying these rectangular boxes that seemed to have heavy contents in them. They're about 6 feet long and 4 feet wide. And he counted about 10 boxes that were loaded. The followers of Reverly were present, but didn't really notice him. I mean, they were just your typical guards, nobody of real importance. So they probably don't even know who you guys are at this point yet. Then Reed decided to, find a nice rooftop and take a perch and just watch over the docks as well. We waited until around 9 o'clock, and that's when Reed made his move. He decided to sneak onto the ship and did very well and made a distraction so a guard would come up out of the storage room so he could possibly maybe go down. And he decided to lay a trap with some ball bearings on the very first step that led back down. After the guard could not find Reed, he decided to go back down. And on that occasion, he stepped on the ball bearings and tripped and fell down, landing on his lantern and breaking it, which in turn caught some fire to some oil that led to a bunch of barrels of oil. Soon after, there was a giant explosion out of the right side of the left side of the ship, and Felvindar saw this because he was still at the docks. Soon after the explosion, panic erupted, alarms were triggered, and the ship caught on fire. And that is kind of where we left off. So we will jump back in and start with Felvindar, because you're kind of just standing there looking at the whole rear left side of the ship and what is soon to be the whole rear of the ship in a blaze of fire. You see some followers of Reverly with like buckets trying to throw water on the fire, but it's an oil fire. So I don't know if anybody knows what happens when you throw water on an oil fire. It gets worse. And so they're just making it worse. They're not the smartest people. And then, of course, there's a bunch of people that you would presume to maybe work at the docks or something. And everybody's just trying to put this fire out. But they're making it worse. At this point, the whole rear part of the ship is on a fucking blaze of fire. You actually see the mage. He like... Somebody threw a bucket and it kind of landed on him and he was too close to the fire and now he's on fire and he's running around and people are trying to pat him out. It's a fucking mess.
I have an idea, but I don't know if it will work.
Well, shoot.
It's about deception. You know that I now go there and help them with my frostbite spell to put all the fires out, and then pretending to be just a normal adventuring mage who's there, and then maybe get into contact with them to maybe learn something.
So no? You could definitely do that, and nobody's going to even like question anybody that's trying to help, because everybody here is in a state of panic.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So I'm not going to make you roll for anything. Now, to put the fire out with a frost spell, what is it? Frostbite?
Frostbite, yes.
What level is that?
It's a novice spell.
That is not going to do it. You would need to...
It wouldn't
level spell.
Would it help if I conjure my Frost Atronach?
Frost Atronachs don't... Yeah, I mean, as you know,
they don't breathe cold.
No, they don't produce, like... I'm sure they... If you stood next to one, yeah, you'd get chilly. But fire, I would say, is almost like... Obviously, their weakness. And I'm going to say that wouldn't work either. You would have to cast, like... If you were trying to put... You could do something with telekinesis, but I'm not going to tell you what to do with it, because I just had a really good idea, but I don't want to just give you a bunch of great ideas. You could do something with telekinesis, I would allow, but you would have to say what that is. And as far as like a frost spell, you would have to cast like Ice Storm or something above, and I don't think you know Ice Storm.
No, I don't.
Okay. Because that's like a freezing whirlwind. So that could help, or like Blizzard, but that's a master level.
No, I don't Blizzard have that. Would definitely well, then do I that. Would then I would but. Maybe try to go on the deck and maybe with what I can think of with doing with telekinesis is like with both hands control water buckets. And then throwing the water on them and then refilling them again.
That's really close, but I mean, it is an oil fire, so you'd need an abundant amount of water to put it out all at once.
Or if there are objects on fire, I could grab these objects and throw them in the sea for them to extinguish.
It's the boat itself, so like obviously if a plank's on fire, it's still attached to the boat, and the only time you'd be able to like pull it off is when it's probably already just burnt to a crisp, and by that time something else would already be catch on fire. So no, you were on the right. I'll give you a hint. You were on the right path of water and telekinesis.
But I can't control water itself with telekinesis, like water bending, can I?
I wouldn't say the whole ocean, but maybe a concentrated area.
Oh, if that's okay. I thought it only works with objects.
Well,
we have a nice DM.
Well, I'm gonna make you roll for it, because this is still a new spell. Like somebody like that master mage, he could probably do this very well.
Okay, what would I need to roll?
I'm gonna roll something then. High or low?
Don't ask me.
High or low.
Is this a good thing?
And just so you know, high would be like 11 to 20, low would be 1 to 10.
Low.
Okay. So you get this idea like, ooh, maybe I can like just grab, like make a bowl of my telekinesis power and scoop a giant thing of water onto this thing. You start to do it and you're like, holy shit, it's kind of working. And the water is like starting to rise and rise and rise. And then it just all falls and you kind of lose concentration. It's like it starts to really put some wear on you because you're trying to lift something that's not an object. Because I think if I remember correctly, right now you technically can only lift something that you could pick up yourself.
Yeah, that's what the description said.
Yeah. No, so that doesn't work.
I'm out of ideas then.
The fire is starting to spread towards you quickly. You actually see one of the guards of the followers of Reverly. He's like now trapped and he has to jump off the side before he catches on fire. And the mage that was on fire just like eventually like falls to his knees and then falls over and is dead. And some of the other people that are on the ship are starting to look at each other like maybe this is a lost cause. And Reed, and you start seeing some other people jump off the side of the ship.
Your kill count's climbing, Reed. What the fuck?
Hey, I didn't do this.
The flame cloak spell, does it like protect me from fire damage as well?
Wow.
Since I'm engulfed in flame.
That is very smart.
That is a good fucking question, actually. Wow. I'm going to say yeah, because why not? And I like that a lot.
All right.
Then but with the... I'm not going to just allow you to walk through. Well, you know what? What are you going to try to do, actually? Tell me what
like,
you're trying to do first.
With both of my hands to focus on this flame cloak mm-hmm. and then to walk away safely from the boat.
Well, you
so not to go deeper into the wreckage, because that would be, I don't
so
think that would
the
work.
The fire is like from here to here right now. The stairs
okay.
down.
Can you show me again?
Yeah, so like right here. It's the whole back of the boat. So here you go.
Okay.
The fire is right here and above that line. That's what's caught on fire right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still get off the boat super safely. You could also try to go downstairs as well. Which the stairs are right here if you wanted to do that.
Yeah.
But even at, I will tell you this, all the way to the bottom of the ship where the water is, right there on that drawing is all on fire on every level.
And the flame cloak wouldn't be enough to protect me from this.
If you tried to go, if you wanted to go to the front part of the bottom of the ship, there's no fire there. It depends on where you're trying to go.
I would actually like to find that cargo now that they've transported, but I don't have an idea where they dumped it.
No, all you know is it's on the ship somewhere.
Well,
and you
I guess
see stairs going down. I mean, you can obviously
yeah,
see
I presume
that if you
it's
look around.
There, and Phil and Dar will cast his flame cloak.
Okay. I have one question.
Yeah,
is that gunpowder on this ship?
There, I mean, there's cannons, so yeah, there is gunpowder.
I would get the fuck out of that ship if I were you.
Yeah, I wouldn't go into the ship.
Well,
I go
Findar,
in.
Findar is, I see Findar doing this because he's a very curious person. He wants to know things.
Rolling
you
yes,
it's up to you. It's totally up to you what you want to do. If you want to go into the ship, we can go into the ship.
So is there like, when there is an explosion, is there also a hole in the body of the ship itself?
Oh yeah, it blew a giant hole in it. You saw this standing.
Where
on the docks.
Is that? Where is that hole?
Like right here.
Oh,
but it's fire. Like it, yeah, it's yeah, because that's where the fire started. Was that explosion?
So I guess it's sinking as well.
Yeah, but you—it's not like you can't really tell it's sinking yet.
Mm,
but you would presume that yeah, maybe there's some water starting to come in.
Well, yeah, he will cast his flame cloak and go down.
Okay, you get to the next floor and you see what Reed saw it, but it's half of it's on fire. There's no water, but it's just a row of cannons that are not sticking out on the side of the ships. They're just, they're in. You hear another explosion go off. It doesn't harm you or anything. And it's just like, you hear some like gunpowder go off.
Do I see any trace of these boxes?
Not on this level. You do see another step that's leading down, like another set of stairs that's leading down, but you can tell that there's some fire right around those steps.
Well, I guess I try it.
Okay, so your flame cloak lasts for 5 turns. We'll say you getting up to these stairs where the fire starts, kind of. That's mm-hmm. 1 turn, so you have 4 turns now. I need you to make a series of, I'm thinking constitution saves.
Mm-hmm.
So roll me as, are you going to walk down these stairs to like the bottom level?
Yes.
Okay. Roll me your first one. Okay. You're fine. You start walking down and once you get to the bottom, you step into about knee high water. You start looking around and you see these rectangle boxes. They're stacked, throughout the whole ship, really. And there is one box that there is nothing stacked on. So it's just like, imagine it. There's only one row on each side of the ship of these.
Yeah.
It goes the length of the ship. So there's probably 100 of these boxes all together. And then there's one that you could try to open because it's like they didn't have enough anymore and it's not stacked high enough to where you would have to climb up something to try to open it. It's just, it's like waist high.
Yeah, I would like to open this box.
All right. It is, it's nailed shut. It's not locked, but it's nailed shut. So you can't just rip it open with, I'm just going to say you're not strong enough to do that.
You could. But can I cast?
Yes.
What can I cast? Telekinesis wouldn't work, I guess.
I mean, I don't know. Would it?
I try it.
What do you do with it? What do you try to do with telekinesis?
To like rip the nail out and all the whatever is closing it.
I would say that's going to take some time to do, but you like focus on a nail and I mean... nails back in the days weren't the nicest things, and you start to wiggle one out, and there's 12 nails total that you can see. You just got the first one out, and roll another constitutions, and you also hear another explosion above you. You don't get hurt by it. It's just, okay, natural 20, you're good. So now we're three turns. You're halfway through getting the nails. Roll another one. Fuck, you're good. You have two more turns. You get all the nails out and can take off the lid.
Right, and then I would like to open the box to see what's inside.
As you open up the box, you see a person with his arms. He looks dead. But in the middle of his chest, you see that soul gem mechanism that you guys found, the square with the arms that go into somebody's chest. Ooh. His skin is starting. It looks like he was a Nord, but he is undergoing a transformation. His skin's starting to turn that purplish blue color.
So he is dead?
I don't know. Do you want to check for a heartbeat?
Yes.
All right. Roll me a medicine check. It's not that hard to find a heartbeat. I'll be still going to give it to you. You find no heartbeat. But if you put your finger up to his nose, you can tell he's breathing.
Ooh.
I'm suddenly less sad about burning down this ship.
Yeah. Well, I can't carry him with my flame cloak.
No, you. And he's like I said, he kind of looks like he was a Nord. Like, in its middle. Like, so his face still looks Nordish. He still has round ears, but like his skin, and you can tell like his body's kind of starting to deform a little bit and change.
So there's just this man in the box, right?
Yep. It's a completely sealed box. I mean, obviously you opened the top, but it's not like padded or anything. And it's exactly like the 100 other ones that are lined up in the ship.
Well, I guess there wouldn't be any point in trying to drag this guy out. Since I've learned what is in these boxes, I would now get the hell out of there.
Okay. Roll me another constitution save. All right. You roll a D4. You take a big, deep breath and inhale like a lot of smoke and start to cough really hard. And you're running up and dexterity saving throw, please. You're like running up to the second floor.
Oh, fuck.
You get up to the second floor and another explosion happens and some wood starts flying at you. But you see it coming and you duck just in time. Now you're starting to run to the second set of stairs. There is three more explosions that go off. Give me two more dexterity saving throws and a constitution save.
Could I argue that I could use my steady fast ward to see if I can, you know, block the wooden thing that's coming?
Yes, you could.
But I only can do it once, I guess.
Yeah, because that would be like, what, a reaction?
A reaction, yeah.
Well, this is kind of like a, what I'm doing is kind of like how a chase scene would happen. Like, so you guys like triggered a trap in a tomb and you had to run out of the tomb because it was collapsing on you. That's how this would happen.
So my suggestion is
you're running out of the ship as it is exploding. So you're having to, I would even say like, yeah, you could do it once, but
can I make a suggestion on how it works?
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you can't really move too well when you're casting that.
Not really.
And I'll tell you straight up, you would need to be in like a full sprint to get out of this thing alive.
Right, then never mind that.
So You can use it. I'll give it to you once.
All right. Yeah, so one dexterity saving
throw. Because you've got two dexterity saving throws to do, and you can only do it once. So pick which one you would do it on before you roll for two of them.
Yeah, I would have to say either the first explosion or the second explosion, which one before I roll. Because I can't just let you guys have it super easy.
So I can roll these two now and then
You pick which roll you want to use your ward on.
So explosion one or two?
Two.
Okay. So you will use your steady ward and that's just... How does that spell work again? I don't even remember how I made it.
Wait a second. I can post it to you.
Yeah. Increases your armor rating. Yeah, so that's fine. That's fine. No, that's fine. Because that's... Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, yeah, it works against physical and magical attacks, as far as I know.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so roll me two dexterity saving throws. Okay, so you said you wanted to... And what is your armor class with four? That's 17? Or is that 16?
16.
Okay, you save. Since you matched it, I'll say you save.
All right.
First one, you also save. So you come running up the stairs, one explosion, you see some wood flying at you, you dodged that. And then you turn to run to the new stairs, and as you're running, there's an explosion on your right and on your left, and you just happen to be running at the perfect timing that, like, one piece of wood goes flying right behind your head, and then the second explosion goes off, and there's like three pieces of wood that go flying right in front of your face, and you like stop real fast and then continue running. And at this point, your flame cloak dissipates. You get up to the top floor and you start running to like where the ramp... Do you want to run to the ramp or do you want to just jump off?
Just jump off into the water.
You would just come running up and straight. You already have this in your mind that I'm just fucking off this fucking thing. As you jump off, the whole entire ship explodes and anybody that was left on it is dead. You see like one body go flying up in the air and just the ship is just fucking exploded.
Fucking Michael Bay.
Fucking yes. Straight up Michael Bay shit is what just happened.
I think that ship is definitely going to be there more than 4 days.
Oh, God. Well, Philvandar would then just like read before, swim to shore.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that just fine. You like get up and you're coughing a little bit, but...
Do you get up in the same location where Reed is?
No, Reed's not on this map anymore. He's on this way to gone. The...
I can just
to the lobby. Yeah, I forgot to do that.
Nah, it's fine. So yeah, total ship is blown up. You like get up, you look back at the ship. Main mast like fucking cracks. You hear a bunch of cracking and then falls over into the water. And as far as you can tell, there's like one follower of Reverly that is like trying to climb up out of the water right now. And then all the other ones like are fucking dead. You can see a floating body in the in the water if you were to turn around and look. And
monster kill.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'll just take us off this map because I'll just go back.
It's well and truly burnt.
It is burnt to the ground. That was great.
Oopsie.
All right. It's probably like 11 o'clock at night right now. What do you guys want to do?
I guess we could. First, I would relay this in from what I've learned to the others. I've found some hundreds of these rectangular boxes, and in there, there were these corpses. Not corpses, they were still alive, but they were these in their chest with that apparition that we found, and they were seemed to kind of undergoing a transformation. So yeah, the trading company and the followers of Revelry seem to work together in transporting these bodies.
Well, I'm on my way to the to Gris, so
we can meet back up at the hunter's house. Maybe he will be better tomorrow morning.
I don't think it's his house, but sure,
it's Vila's.
It's his
Lovers. Yeah, Chris, you're already there. Yeah. I'm coming. Yeah. I'm on my way. I'm almost
where
there.
Where he is, basically.
Yeah. All right. So you guys get there, and it's a nice big. It smells good as you walk in, Gris. I don't know, Gris. What are you doing? Nasala is. She's kind of over with Vila, and they're like changing bandages on the hunter and just stuff. What are you doing as Reed would be the first one that would make it?
Yeah. So Gris would no longer be wearing his armor. He would have taken that off.
Yeah. Okay.
He would be preparing food for his friends when they turn up. So.
She's
already
like
cooked.
The table ready. Yeah,
she's
the
already
table's
cooked.
Already cooked.
Yeah.
You could be getting like some bread and putting it on the table and some cheese and shit like that.
Yeah. That's what Gris will be doing.
Local alcohol delivery guy came by earlier and restocked Vila's supplies of alcohol. So there's ale and stuff to drink and wine. And
yeah, so Gris,
she likes her booze.
Gris was just of been setting the table. And he has currently set 5 seats at the table with 5 bowls at the table. And then obviously Reed will walk in and Gris will be like, Reed, take a seat, bud.
No, I need to speak with Nasala first. I will be right back.
And I go find Nasala.
Yeah, I mean, it's a single room house. She's just over by the bed.
Hey, Reed. Can you follow me outside for?
Oh fuck! I totally forgot. Are you still wearing that ring?
Yes.
Okay, so never mind, Gris. You sorry about this? I totally forgot. You see the door open, but nobody's standing in front of you.
Oh fuck.
Must have been the wind.
And if you do call out, Reed, if you were gonna say what you still said.
Yeah, I'm still gonna
Gris, you hear him. You hear him just fine. You're like, what?
Wait, hang on. So I hear Reed's voice, but I don't see Reed. So I think Rings of Telepathy is still in play.
Yeah, sure.
So I would be like, Reed, when are you gonna get here?
But you did see the door open.
I'm here. I'm right in front of you. I'm gonna speak with Nasala. I'll
You'll just hear footsteps going towards Nasala.
Yes, yeah, you do hear him like walking towards Nasala, and even Nasala like turns around. It's like, wait, Reed.
Yeah, Gris is just staring.
Where are you, Reed?
Right in front of you.
What? And she like sticks her hand out and then actually pokes you. Whoa! Whoa!
Stop poking me!
How are you doing that? I can't see you. And she like.
What's going on?
Like, does the thing with, like, her hand, like, in front of somebody's eyes to see if they were, like, dying.
I'm right here!
Like, really? And she pokes you again.
Hey!
Whoa. How'd you turn invisible?
I have my ways, okay? Can we go outside for a second?
Can you, like, not be invisible for a second?
Sure. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Wouldn't you freak out if you was invisible?
It's literally the One Ring.
It is.
Everybody is literally just listening to Reed's thought.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck happened? I was at the ship. It exploded. I jumped in the water. I got out of the water. I walked all the way here.
Can Gris make a perception check to see if he can perceive where Reed is standing?
Yeah, I like to, yeah. Well, I mean, because you could just be like, ask Nasala
right
knows
now,
he's right in front of her.
Well, right now, Reed is walking in a circle.
Oh, okay, just then yes.
Thinking
still,
to himself like,
Yeah, roll a perception check then.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you can like hear his footsteps and you can tell he's like walking around in a circle.
I would pick a glass of water off the table and throw the water in his direction.
So
I want to see if it obviously
sleight of hand.
Is it sleight of hand? I'm clearly doing it, like,
because technically it's a ranged attack.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Sleight of hand. Because
you're
it
throwing
is.
Something at somebody.
Yeah, sleight of hand. It is. 18.
Yeah. Yeah, you fucking, you like throw like, you just, you're saying like you take a cup and like don't throw the cup, but you throw the water.
Dump the water on him. Yeah.
And you see like the water hit his figure.
Hey, what the fuck? I'm already wet from the...
Are you dead? What?
I am standing right here.
I've heard of things from Titans of Arcay, but I didn't know fucking dead people could actually walk among us.
I will be right back.
Did you learn invisibility? I mean, that's a
spell. I walk outside the door.
Okay.
When Naysala says something about an invisibility spell, Philvandar would like join in on the conversation. Are you having some trouble there, guys?
Yeah, like sadly. You're walking. Philvandar just now, like as you splashed him with water, like that's when Philvandar would get here. So you're like coming into the scene like, what the fuck is going on, guy?
Yeah, right.
And Reed will pass right past Philvandar outside.
So and you can like, Philvandar, you like can tell somebody just passed you.
So sadly, we can't see him, but we can still hear him. That's the worst part.
And Reed will try to take off the ring.
You take off the ring, but you don't know if anything happens.
No, and I will walk into the room again. Okay.
Everybody can see you.
I will hide the ring in my pocket first and then walk into the room.
Yeah, everybody can see you now.
Anything? Everything's good? Well, right.
How'd you do that? Did you learn invisibility spell?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's a high level spell.
I have something to show all of you. Take Nisala first.
Okay. Can I make an insight check on his claim that he knows the invisibility spell?
And then roll a deception, I guess. Yeah. Oh my God.
21.
Wow. Yeah, no, you think he's telling you the truth?
Oh yeah. I have this box. We should probably go outside for this.
Okay.
Yes.
You outside.
Gris follows.
This box, it has a trap.
Yeah.
It's a gas trap.
Oh.
That will melt your face off.
No. God.
Why? Have you tried opening it underwater?
Yeah, that's literally the same idea that I had.
That's a really fucking good idea. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not a bad idea. Gris, be my guest and open it underwater.
Okay.
You're an Argonian.
I am not wanting to melt my face off here, just saying.
But you said it's a mist. The mist can't, like, activate underwater, so...
Yeah, then you open it.
I don't like
it. It's your box.
It's your box, my dude.
Technically, it's all of our book. Well, fine, I'll go into the water and open it.
I mean, I've just barely escaped from a ship. I'm not doing it.
Wait, give me a second.
I've been slaving over the stove all day, cooking food.
Philvandar.
Yeah?
I've seen you move stuff.
Yes, I can.
Can you open this with that thing?
Ooh, a good idea.
Underwater.
Not underwater, you fucking idiot. I would place it over there. I point
why not underwater?
You can't see it underwater.
But can I use my telepathy to like hold it and then put it underwater and then open it with my other hand of telepathy?
Oh, hold up.
Telekinesis?
Didn't you pick up a spell of water breathing?
I did. I guess I can do it.
So
just saying, it's only a 5-foot radius, so we can just place it over there. You can use your thingy magic to open the lid, and that's all good.
But I'm not. I wouldn't be.
Is like 60 foot. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't be safe with opening this in her house here. Give it to me.
No,
please,
that's why I took it outside.
Oh, I see.
Where is it?
Where is it now?
I put it on the road, 10 feet away from us.
Be right back. Philvandar walks out on his way to the shore.
Well, technically, I'm still standing outside.
Yeah.
Pointing at the box because I took it outside.
Yeah, just casually as he walks by, he will grab with his telekinesis the box to follow him in the air.
Okay.
Where are you going with that?
He then goes to shore. The box follows him.
Okay.
You don't have to put it underwater. What if it's not?
And then he will put it in the water.
Okay,
I will say
it's kind of hard to see because it's nighttime in water, and All right. If you want to open it underwater, you can.
What if the thing get waterlocked?
You need to disarm the trap somehow.
I mean, yes, he does you have can a do point. It on the road.
There is a distance thing, so you could probably do
it's
it.
It's only
on
5 feet.
I mean, and then I let's do it on the above this water surface, just
yes, please,
in the air,
please.
With a in a safe distance to open.
Please.
It.
Yeah, like Reed's saying, it only goes off in a 5 foot radius, so you could stand 10 foot away from it and open.
Well,
it.
Then it should be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I open it.
All right. You open it and you guys all definitely see like a puff of mist. You wait for a little bit for the mist to dissipate and then...
I will walk over there.
Oh, okay. You walk
over there.
And
look inside the box.
You look inside the box. Inside the box. It's a nice little like felt like lining. And sitting in there is a necklace. Well, what you'd presume to be a necklace. And you pull it out and it is a soul gem that is in a form of a key. It's been like carved into like a key, but it's a soul gem.
So it's a soul gem and a necklace.
Yeah, it's like a key was put on a necklace, like for safekeeping.
Oh, okay.
So you could take the string off it really easily, but like you would presume whoever had this before you guys probably wore it around their neck, so they always had it. But it is a soul gem that's been carved out in a form of some sort of key.
Should I keep this key? I'm normally the one with the unlock stuff.
Yeah, sure. I'm just really intrigued by that craftsmanship. It's not easy to shape a soul gem into a delicate form like this.
No, I'll just lay it down with my thief tools. So, yeah. Other than that, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that's all that's in the box. It's just that.
All right, so let us rest for today. And... maybe tomorrow we can speak to the hunter.
All right. So.
Where's Reed's token, by the way, if we could see him now again?
Oh, yeah.
So did you take the box as well, or is the box still outside?
The box,
is still outside.
But we took the contents, I guess.
Yes, I have the key in my thief tools.
Yeah.
Is it a thief tool?
Since I have an idea what it fits into. But I'm not going to share that with the group. Since Reed wouldn't know.
The hunter's laying in bed. I'm not finding a token for him. All right.
No, so that's fine.
There's a hunter. The hunter's in bed. All right. So you guys eat dinner. You talk, do whatever, get drunk. You're going to sleep here?
I will go back to the inn and sleep.
Yeah. Okay.
Since there's not enough room here. And I paid for a room for 3 days.
Does anybody else go back to the room?
I stay wherever Nasala goes pretty much at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Fila's got some like bedroll.
Not like that bear. Not like that bear.
Around the fire and stuff like that.
He's gonna watch her very closely in the night.
I just didn't say anything.
Careless whisper starts playing in the background.
So Reed goes back to the inn. Felvindar, do you go back to the inn?
Yes.
Okay, so you two go back to the inn. Night goes on. It's fine. You guys wake up in the morning. It's a sunny day today. Birds are chirping. You know, it's got that nice spring morning from it rained over like throughout the night again. But today it's a nice, beautiful day.
I would like to experiment more with the ring. When I leave my room, I would have the ring on.
Okay.
To see if anybody noticed me sitting at the bar.
You walk up at the bar, you sit down and... the orc bartender just acts like you're not even there.
I will take off the ring with sleight of hand and quickly like move it so it doesn't look like I took off something.
And
do I notice?
Are you with him?
I guess, since we both walked back to the bar.
So if you are with him, you would have saw him walk out of the room, then disappeared. And I don't know, would you just like be like, what the fuck? Or sorry, I didn't know you were walking with him when he was doing this.
Yeah, I would like ask him, why do you need your invisibility spell now?
I am testing it.
I see.
All right, so we will continue. You're sitting at the bar.
I notice it when he takes off his ring and tries to put it into his pocket?
I haven't put it in my pocket. I still have it in my
hand. Well, something else is going to happen real fast. The bartender's like wiping the like area right in front of you. And as you just appear, he instantly punches you in his face. He's like, whoa! What the?
Oh, my God. Argonian, I am so sorry. I did not. Oh, you. That was a. You should not frighten me. I'm sorry. That is just a habit.
No, no. It's all okay. It's my bet. It's my bet. I'm sorry.
You shouldn't use that spell to scare people.
I didn't mean to scare him. I'm testing it out.
Yeah, but you did in the end.
You have a really strong punch, just say.
Yes. Well, you know. Well, what can I get you, boys?
Breakfast.
Okay. And he like yells back into the kitchen, and 5 minutes go by, and your breakfast comes out.
Is my snout broken?
You look over at Phil Vindar, and it might be a little crooked.
It's a bit cracked. I mean, it's an orc. He has a hefty punch.
Breakfast is on me, he says.
No. Everything can't be on you.
Well, I feel bad for punching you in the nose.
But I feel bad for scaring you.
Okay, well, we'll call it even then.
Yeah, he kind of deserved
it. Hey!
You need to be considerate where you use that.
By the way, how's the guards since the captain is out? Have they noticed anything? Or?
You know, not much has changed, it seems. I haven't heard anything of... Now, they'd probably keep something like that under wraps until they could find somebody to be the new head of the guard. Because if people knew, like, right off the bat that the head of the guard was, like, killed, then there might be, like, a panic. Actually, there'd probably be celebrations in this case because nobody liked them, but... Yeah, I haven't really seen anything.
I will do you one thing then. I will like to throw a name into the ring of being head guardsman.
Okay.
That guy we met. What was his name again?
His name was William.
William.
Ah, the young, the hunter's young friend.
Yes, he was the only one doing right. And he nearly got killed for it, so yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm just a simple barkeep. Maybe you should
We need to speak when the hunter is back on his feet. Also, have you seen him?
William?
No, the huntsman.
No, the last time I knew, he was at Vila's house.
Yeah, he is, though. But I thought you were good friends.
I thought you guys told me he was in bad shape, so I was just going to...
He is. I don't know how he's doing now since...
I would like to let him rest a little bit before... Again, I am a very passionate person. I'd probably bear hug him and hurt him more, so...
That is completely fine. I will let him know that you thinking of him.
Yes, please. Please, please. And then he like, wait, hold on. And he runs behind the bar and then comes back out with really another dusty bottle, but not the same bottles that you guys said. This is the hunter's favorite. Please, please take this to him.
I will.
Thank you.
And after my breakfast, I will go to the hunters.
All right. Felvindar, I'm guessing you're going to go.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So as you guys walk in, the hunter is, he's sitting up in bed. He's still obviously badly injured, but he's awake and talking. Nasala and Vila are like kneeling right next to each other at the bed. And Gris, what would you be doing?
Gris will be standing at the edge of the bed.
Okay. So if I had to do that, like Nasala, and then you'd be like right here?
Yeah.
Gris?
Pretty much.
All right. All right. Let me pull something up real fast. Phil okay, as you guys...
Not in the room, right?
They walk in at this point. They walk in at this point. And Nasala and Vila are both really happy. Vila's actually like, you could see she was crying a bit and just like holding his hand. And he looks at you. He's like,
I'm trying to place my token and it keeps scrolling.
Oh my God, do you want me to help you out there, bud?
Yes, please place it on the on the chair closest to me. Thank you.
It keeps going invisible.
Right here?
On the chair next to the, closest to the bed.
Well, there is no chair.
That's a chest.
That's a chest. No, yeah, not that, at the table.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm sitting down.
Okay. I was like, where are you going?
It kept scrolling, okay?
That's fine. Laptops. Okay. And he... So, first thing he does is he notices Naysala, and he says, Naysala, what are you doing here? She says, I was trying to find you. I didn't know you were the hunter, though. He's like, why aren't you at the palace? Because a lot of things have changed since you left. It's not safe there anymore for me. And he looks down and kind of instantly knows what she's talking about. He's like, I knew I should have probably just taken you with me when I left that place after your father died. She gets all sad. And then he looks over at Felvindar and Gris and like over at Reed. He's like, who are these three? Who are you guys?
We found you in a fortress of the followers of Revelry, and we freed you from there.
Well, can I at least know the names of my saviors?
I'm Felvindar Vendelion.
My name's Gris.
I'm Reed Goldtip.
You have my most utter thanks.
So the bartender say hi with this bottle, and I'll just place it here.
Oh, he definitely knows what my favorite drink. I cannot wait to kick back and drink with him some more. But thank you. I must thank you from the bottom of my heart. Yes, I had an unfortunate encounter with a drummer elf that, an assassin. He was the one that captured me.
Wait a second.
Reed's best friends with that guy.
No! It wouldn't happen to be the same assassin that might be after Naysala.
More than likely, yes. If Naysala, well, obviously she has fled from... That is definitely probably the same person.
God damn it.
And you guys already know who the followers of Reverly are.
Apparently.
Well.
We know they use some strange soul gem apparition in their chests to make them transform into something.
Are you talking about... In my state of consciousness, obviously when I was getting tortured, I'd go in and out of consciousness. I saw something sitting on a table. It's like a square gold thing with a,
yeah,
I think
that's
a soul
gem. The one. That's the one. It's in every one of their chests, and yeah, it makes them something different.
That's what it does.
Also, you might want to know this, but you were at the harbor looking into that ship from the Eastern Trade Company, right?
Yes, I was, and that's what I think got me in trouble.
That ship is not there anymore.
Oh, did it leave already?
You could say that.
Shit.
Gris spacebombs.
At the bottom of the sea.
Oh, well, what happened to it? I must know what the contents on it.
It exploded.
That's not good.
No, and the content was apparently... Tilmandar, you can talk about that.
Wait, you snuck onto the ship? What did you find?
I did. I heard and saw the explosion, and I myself was curious on the contents of... they seemed to load some rectangular boxes onto the ship, and that looked kind of suspicious to me. It wasn't a one-hour regular schedule, and... When all that chaos was happening, I went onto the ship. It was burning everywhere, and I went down to the bottom level of the ship, and there were something like 100 of these boxes, and I managed to open one, and inside I found the body of a Nord who had this soul gem apparition, this golden one in his chest, and he looked dead, but he was breathing, and... Yeah, that's all I could find. I assume there was a body in each and in every one of these boxes. And then I ran out of there and barely escaped, unharmed. And yeah, it seems that the trading company and the followers of Revelry somehow work together in transporting these bodies, corpses, whatever you want to call it, in transporting them in a subtle way so that no one notices.
That's interesting.
That ship was on its way to Solitude.
Oh.
That's,
One thing's for sure, it's a good thing those, crates never arrived. But now somebody might be really unhappy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Whoever's behind all this, and honestly, Nasal, I hate to say it, but I think it's your uncle who is the leader of the followers of Reverly. You see, me and a Khajiit named Siparo have been doing...
Found him.
You found him.
Yes.
Very good. Well, it's good to know he's still alive. And well, your brothers, obviously, I don't know how much you know yet, but have tasked us with researching, doing investigation work on the Imperial Trading Company, because your brothers found out that these so-called followers of Reverly are planning something not good for anybody in all of Tamriel. And if you say that these followers of Reverly have these things on their chest and that's what turned them into the disgusting creatures that they are, I have had some encounters with them, then they might be planning something not good. Maybe making an army. If you said there was how many boxes, Felvindar?
Around 100.
Yeah. They must be planning to build an army.
Now.
Which is good. Good job on that.
I'd also been exploded and burned a little bit, but...
It was kind of on accident. Still.
Well, yes. I had nothing to do with it.
Well, either way, that's 100 less soldiers they have.
But yes, this will definitely go to the attention of whoever is behind this.
Nasala, where are your brothers now? Have you talked to them? She like looks down at the bed a little bit and says, "No, I'm trying to find them. They gave me this letter," and she shows him the same letter that she showed Siparo. He kind of gets the same look that Siparo did, and he says, "Oh, I see. So they're captured."
Well, that's not good.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think your uncle would be stupid enough to keep them in Solitude. And I don't have any more information. You guys actually knew more than I did. I was trying to get on that ship that exploded to find that out, and then I was supposed to meet with your brothers. But if you have that note, then I will not be meeting with them, it seems.
Maybe you should get yourself somewhere safe. Also, did you know anything strange about the guard captain?
More like he's an asshole and he hated my guts for no reason whatsoever.
No,
he punched me in the face too.
Yeah, also more that he's dead now and he was working with the followers of Reverly.
I knew it. I knew that bastard was up to no good.
Yeah, we kind of killed him.
Well, that's for the best, I'd say. Is there a new head guard captain yet?
Not that I know of, but I would like to throw William in the ring.
William, he's a great boy. I take him on hunting trips every now and then.
He was a
fine captain. He just needs some more experience.
He was also the one that told us where to look for you. He was the only one that actually tried to find you.
Of course. I would expect nothing less from that young man.
Lady friend here.
Yes, of course. And he like tilts his head over to her. And he's like, "Well, I guess I could always have a word with the king and queen about having
might
him."
Want to do that.
Yes, as soon as I'm not bedridden anymore, I will definitely make my way to them, and that'll be the first matter on my mind.
Yes. Also, would you happen to know anything strange going on at the ruins in the forest?
All I know is that the followers of Reverly took me there. And it seems like they made it into an outpost for whatever reason. I am not sure. But now that you say the ship was full of people they were turning into followers of Reverly, it could have very well been an outpost waiting for the right opportunity to attack Leowyn.
Well,
if that is what they're planning, I'm just guessing. If why other reason would you be making a bunch of mindless soldiers?
Some of them are still there.
Oh,
so we might want to tell that to the queen or the king and queen.
How many?
I have no idea, but a lot.
This is not good.
No, there's still an entire camp. Well, there. We only killed a few.
Good well, thing that technically, Leowyn...
they killed a few. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, either way, I'm sure nothing that the Leowyn guard couldn't handle. I will inform the queen and king of that immediately.
Yeah.
So, what the hell do we do now? We've got no leads. The only thing we got to do is go to the king and queen, inform them about the cult's presence at the ruins.
We have a lead.
Which is?
We have multiple leads.
Which is?
The East Indian Trading
Wait,
Company.
No. No.
Imperial. Oh, the Imperial Trading. <Yeah.
laughs> thinking that's funny. Fucking,
yeah.
I was thinking you're, about
would you like to, would, you, yeah. would you like to say that again?
Imperial,
that's the one in solitude.
We have multiple leads. The Imperial Trading Company. Okay, they are all so. Over. They are all over Cyrodiil, right?
And so. I will also say to you, Gris, because I think you might have been on painkillers when this happened in the story.
Yep.
If you remember back to the Bruma. After yes. that side quest was done, you were sitting next to the river and a newspaper blew into
yes,
your leg.
Yes, I remember
talking
that.
About a brand new Imperial trading company, big port
Anvil.
That was built in Anvil.
Right, okay, so that obviously jumps into my
I didn't
brain.
Know if you remembered that or not, so that's why I'm retelling you.
Yeah, no, that obviously...
That was kind of when you were on some painkillers. So.
When that pops into Gris's head and he relays the information to his friends as a
yes.
So when we was back in Bruma, I discovered that there's a new shipwright that's been built in a new shipwright has been building ships back in Anvil and has set up a big basically an empire there for building ships. That's why Bruma was in such a state. So, my theory is that maybe the same thing that's happening here is happened in Anvil.
I'm not burning down more ships.
Maybe
I'm glad you won't.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should go back to Anvil and check it out.
It's a long way.
It is a long way, but don't forget we've still got our ship. Our
Hello?
Ship. Hello.
Hello.
He left and broke everything.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
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 Can you hear us?
Oh, well, he broke everything, look.
I don't know, my audio just, like, cut out. I can't hear you, buddy.
Hello? Ow, my leg.
What are you doing?
Okay, I don't know why, but it switched my audio settings all of a sudden.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Hey! We totally didn't talk anything behind your back.
Yeah,
That's fine. I'm sure you did.
So,
yes.
Gris is,
so,
where was you at?
Gris, you were just talking about the part where you found out about
the place in Anvil.
The shipwright that can build ships and repair ships faster than anybody else can and uses like magical tools to do it.
Yeah, so the guy in Anvil, I think the port there is connected to the port here and the port in Solitude. So maybe we should head over to Anvil using our boat it's going to be easier to take the boat, I believe.
Well, my friends, the hunter, I have to repay you somehow. And I don't have a lot of gold because of certain things that I bought right before all this happened. I haven't been able to make money off hunting. But what I could offer you is my horse and my cart.
Would you like to do a trade? You take the boat, we take that.
I mean, it's I don't want to trade anything. It's me saying thank you for saving my life. I wish I could give you hundreds of thousands of septums, but that is the best thing I could offer you guys.
The thing is, we can't do our travel with horse and cart and boat at the same time.
I know. I can't.
So, either
maybe
you...
we. I have an idea. Let's take the boat back to Bruma, and you guys bring
Did
the
you mean
horse Braville? And cart.
Braville.
Yes, Braville.
Bruma is up to the north.
Yes.
Yeah, we take the boat Braville. Back to the shipwright up there. Give him back his ship, because we have no longer need of it.
And then we take the horse and cart and travel back to Anvil to check out the shipwright and possibly the docks there to see if this is happening over there too.
Sure. We could also just sail all the way up to Anvil, but it's a long trip.
Yeah, it would take probably about a week and a half on the ship, but that boat, it's not a ship, I should say, boat that you guys received would not be able to make this, would not be able to get to Anvil because you would have to go out into the ocean to get there. You wouldn't be able to take that boat.
Let's just take the boat up to Breville again, and then go from there.
And take the horse and cart from the hunter.
Yeah, a cart to...
So you want us to go all the way to Breville, then go down to Leyvin again, and then go to Anvil? That's a bit of a long trip.
You guys take the cart over to Breville, and I'll take the boat, and I'll meet you there. You can pick me up on the way.
No, you mean we will meet you there.
I'm pretty sure I'll be there quicker than you.
Yes, that's why we will meet you at Breville.
Which is what I said. You guys meet me there.
I think we all agree on that.
Okay. So
it's just grammar, guys.
Yeah.
From the German, oh my
God. You guys are saying...
This grammatic rechtschreibung.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Nein! Nein, nein, nein!
All right. Well, first of all, are you sure you can steer that boat by yourself? Second, that would leave the main guy that can take beating from the group away from the group.
Yeah, but it's only three of you,
also,
you know?
If you guys remember correctly, that is your boat. It's not like you were borrowing it. That was, again, another payment from somebody trying to say thank you. So you don't have to do shit with the fucking boat. Just leave it there. Like, I don't know why we're having a 5-minute argument about what the fuck we're going to do with the boat to take it back to somebody that doesn't even want the boat. He's already built a new boat. He's good. He doesn't need the boat.
Can we sell the boat in town?
Just leave it where it's at if you want.
Can we take...
Oh my God, I've got an idea.
Let's just take the cart from here.
I've got an idea. Can we get the boat and then sell it to the Colton Rethery because theirs blew up?
I don't think they can.
That would not be a good idea.
That was a joke,
I don't think
by
we should show ourselves to
them. That was a joke.
I'm telling you, that's not a good idea.
Let's just take the cart from here and go to Anvil.
They're going to be a lot more.
Yeah, let's do that.
And so, do you guys want to head out right away, or do you want to head out the next morning? I mean, it's still, it's like noon, I would say, maybe, at the latest.
It's one horse, right?
It's one horse and a cart that not everybody can ride in at once.
How much would it be to buy a horse?
Horses cost, give me a second.
But do it just like in Skyrim, 1,000 septims?
I think it is, and then a cart's like 250. Yeah, a horse's cost 1,000 septims and 200 for a cart. But you already have a cart. But yeah, there is stables in Leowen that you could buy a horse if you wanted to. But I'm pretty sure, actually I'm fairly positive you guys do not have 1,000 gold.
Philvindor doesn't.
Chris has zero.
Need to get some money again.
There's no way you have 1,000 gold.
There's no way anybody's got 1,000 gold.
Well,
I know you have.
If I sell some items, I can.
Yeah. I know you have a lot of. I know you have a lot of gold, but
yeah, I'm.
Chris is poor.
Okay.
You guys need to do some like cave crawling and shit.
We'll. Sure, we can go off.
All right, so we'll just say. Do you guys want to leave today or leave the next day?
I still have the tavern for one more day, so I already pay for it.
And actually, Naysala would like to spend one more day
rejoicing
with Glendar, because that's like more of a father than anything she's ever had is him.
Let's stay here for a day.
All right. Yep. So
I need to drink that barkeep under the table as well, just saying.
Oh, God.
Can I join
in? We're actually going to do a bit of a party montage kind of thing.
Hey.
This house. So, Vila, you guys, like, you guys are like discussing your plans, like, should we leave today? I don't know if we should leave today. Maybe we should just leave. And Vila is like, why don't we have a great time tonight? I'll invite the bartender over, William over, and we will just celebrate the hunter's health and him living.
And that's a great idea.
A bunch of food. We can drink all the drink we want and just have a great time. What do you guys say to that?
Wonderful.
Perfect.
That would be a good idea.
She's going to need you guys to pick some party goods up. Shopping montage. She needs two crates of... actually, that she says to stop by. And first off, you have to find William and the barkeep. Barkeep obviously will be in the inn. Tell them about the party, right? The barkeep needs to bring the alcohol. William needs to bring...
Himself
and where was I? William needs to bring himself and a couple of pies because there's a good baker in town. And then you guys.
And some sweet rolls.
Yes. Yes. Some sweets. Like sweets. Desserts. You tell him desserts, she says. And then you guys need to pick up rabbit, fresh fish. Doesn't matter what kind.
This is very specific.
Yeah, I've actually made a list for this.
Oh my god.
I've actually planned this out.
Could have just said pie goods, dude.
So, fresh fish, fresh rabbit, a boar, carrots, potatoes, tomatoes, and onions.
Why?
Can you say that again?
Okay.
Yeah, please.
So,
really quick.
A boar.
Yes, and then?
Rabbit, like two rabbits.
Two rabbits.
Fresh fish, like three fish, tomatoes,
potatoes,
onions, and carrots. And I have everything else, she says, and she's like kind of excited.
Okay.
Look, I can't take this seriously. So, we just got a shopping list.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. So now just to have it so weird. Absolutely on the same side here. We need to find the barkeep and William.
Yes. Right. Tell them about the party. And the
barkeep will bring alcohol. William will bring pie/desserts.
Yes.
And we need to pick up two rabbits, three fresh fish. Well, technically all of it's this. So two fresh rabbits, three fresh fish, some boar, preferably fresh, tomatoes, potatoes, onions, and carrots. Good. I will be back with that. Okay. Chris, we're gonna need you as well.
Can we just use the Tiber Septim like Uber Eats and like they're like
no
and stuff in?
No such thing.
Okay. Down.
Chris, come with me. Now.
What am I supposed to do?
You can follow as well, but I'd only need Chris to carry the ball.
You need me.
Alright, then I will hang out here and let you guys do the work.
So we'll just stick it. This will be quick. Don't worry.
It's taken 20 minutes to explain it so far.
Where do you two want to go first?
The market.
William, do you want to? Okay. Walk into the bar. Barkeep's in his typical spot.
He sees you and says, ah, barkeep.
What is going on?
Party at
what?
Zila's house. Where the huntsman. Yes. You bring alcohol tonight.
Okay. I'll be there.
Good. I'm drinking you under the table. And that was one on the list. I will see you there. Chris, come with me.
Yeah. Okay.
Walk out.
You guys leave. Where are you going to go look for William?
Yeah, where is William?
Probably at the palace.
Let's try there first then. We go to the palace.
You go to the palace. Do you want to go... once you get to the... We'll go back to the main map. There's like a wall that divides the palace from the rest of the town, like an inner wall. Once you get there, give me a perception check, both of you, or just one of you with advantage, because you'd both. Why don't you go ahead and roll, Gris?
Yeah.
Perception. Boom. There you go.
Okay, you both are blinder than a motherfucker and don't see him. Do you want
to? Actually, I would
like
to use one of my luck.
Well, I'll tell you right now, he's not in this area. Okay.
There you go.
You know for sure he's not in this area.
He's not here.
Do you want to walk around the courtyard and try to find him, or go into the palace?
I want to. Gris shouts over to Gris shouts over to a guard. He goes, "Yo, do you know where we can find William?"
The young guard.
Yep.
Yeah, he's in the palace.
Cool. Cheers, bud. To the palace.
I don't know what that means, but you're welcome, good citizen.
Hey,
Gris.
Yo.
You go find William. You meet me at the market, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can keep my hands to myself inside of a palace.
Okay.
All right. So, Gris, you walk into the palace, and William actually sees you first and comes up to you. He's like, "Hey, how did it go?" Like, nervously asking. "Did you find the hunter?"
Yep. Just came to find you.
Okay. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's good. Listen, you, me... We're going to the party. You're coming. You're down, bruh.
There's a party?
Yeah, I'm invited. The hunter's good,
like,
dude.
It's all excited because he, like, has never been invited to a party.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sure. What should I wear? Like, my armor? Or?
I mean, we're
like,
not
looks down at his armor, then looks back at you.
We're not expecting to start fighting, shit. I'm not in my armor. So, just bring yourself.
Yeah, I'll just...
Go past the bakery, grab some pies or shit, and, you know...
Okay.
We're over at the hunter's side chick's house.
Vila?
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't know what a side chick is, but yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. His lover. They're like a thing, but yeah, okay.
So you down, bruh?
Yeah, sure. I don't know what bruh means, but yeah, sure.
Cool. Go grab
your
pies.
You're creeping me out. Can you like leave? You're weird by yourself.
Yep. Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to duty. I get off at like 5, so
yep, no worries.
Oh, yeah, that was painful, and he like walks away.
I gotta stop drinking whiskey when we play.
All right. All right. I'm guessing you're heading to the market.
Yep.
Okay, you get to the market, and what's Reed doing?
I would already be buying the stuff. At least looking for the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's this kind of things. There's like a couple people, you know, in Skyrim, there's like always those people that are selling foods and those tents kind of thing.
Yes.
Like it's like a wooden table with like a little tent above their head. That's where you'd get all this stuff. There's one with meats. There's one with vegetables. There's one with a little bit of everything.
Okay, the meat first.
Okay. You walk up to it. It's a guy and he says, "Hello. How can I help you today?"
I would like 2 fresh rabbits and a boar or some boar meat.
Yes. Like a full boar or like a leg?
Do you have a full boar?
I mean, yes.
Okay, I'll take a full boar.
Okay.
A whole boar.
Okay.
Yes, that's it I need from here.
Okay. That's going to be 50 septums.
Can we take down to 45?
I don't know. Why don't you persuade me?
I will.
God.
I would like to use luck. I would like to use luck.
Don't use luck. He sticks out his hand and says, yes, that's fine.
God damn it. Like, spending all my money on a goddamn party.
you gotta love the good puns. Sorry, where you bought boar and rabbit. Okay, so he gives you like 2 rabbits that are on like strings. So you can just like throw those over your shoulder if you want. Yes. They're not skinned or anything, but they are freshly killed. Same with the boar. It's not skinned or anything, but still.
Well, I guess the hunter can do that.
And at this point, Gris, you see Reed buying meat. And
it's good timing. You pick the boar.
Okay. Gris picks the boar.
Tomatoes. Now, tomatoes, potatoes, carrot, and onion. Ah, over there. I walk over to the vegetable stand.
That's a woman. She greets you pleasantly.
Hello.
Hello.
I am going to need onions, potatoes, tomatoes, and carrots.
Okay, well, it's all right in front of you, so pick up what you like and...
I'll pick up for a party.
Yeah, you pick up enough. She's like, that will be 15 septums.
Can we make it 10?
Why don't you try to persuade me?
Well.
Oh, God.
That's an 11.
I think 15's good. That's a good price.
Fine.
So you had over 15 septums. And, all right. You need fish. That's it.
I will like to go to the docks.
Okay.
And I would... Chris, hold this. I would like to give him the rabbits and all the potatoes, tomatoes, carrots, and onion.
They like... She put them in like a sack for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to... Hold this, Chris, and stay here. Yep. I would like to take on the ring.
Okay, you go invisible. Yep.
I would like to go over to the stall that is most dense with people around it and try to steal fresh fish.
Okay, so I'm sure you're aware of how invisibility works. Yes. So if you pick up fish, like people are going to see a floating fish.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why it's the most dense place I'm picking.
Oh okay. My god, what is he doing?
You see, like, you get there and there's like a crowd of people around like where the burnt ship is, and some of the dock was caught on fire, and there's like a couple shipwrights that are just like shaking their heads like, what the fuck? Like, the stone around where the ship was is like charred and blackened, and it's just like a mess. But there's a lot of people around buying fish and stuff, and you go up to the most densest stall and roll a I don't even know, sleight of hand, I guess.
I really like to look on that.
Okay.
And that's a 16.
Instead. Okay. She told you to grab 3 fish, and I'd say you do it pretty well. Nobody that you're aware of sees it. And what do? Run away? Well, I guess you could just...
I would walk away. Well, the moment I get like somewhere that's not obvious, I'll take off the ring.
And you dodge into an alleyway and like that's right next to the docks, and you just like make sure nobody's around, you slip it off, and you're back to being visible. All right, you get your shit, you guys go back, party montage. You guys party your faces all night. Yeah. Do you want to do a rolling competition to see if you can
dress
this bartender under it? Okay, we'll do
can I join in on this?
Saves. Yeah, anybody can.
So are we now all back at the house?
Yeah, it's like later that night. Vila has been ever since it. I'm going to say it took like an hour to get all the supplies. And ever since you guys got back, Vila has been doing nothing but cooking. And Nasala has been helping her. And then everybody starts showing up around like 6, which is just the bartender and William. Yeah. So now we're back at Vila's house. There's, you know, everybody's around. People are laughing. Vila actually can play the lute that's on her bed, so she's playing music since all the food's like just cooking now. And so you guys got a little bit of music and having a fun time, and whoever wants to take part in the drinking competition can.
Okay, I'm getting into that.
Okay, who else? Anybody? Chris?
Chris is joining in, yep.
Sure.
We're all gonna get hammered.
All right.
I mean, I'm getting there IRL.
It's going to be a constitution.
Well, I have resistance to poison.
Yeah, but not getting drunk. Yes, you cannot get alcohol poisoning if that's what you're saying.
Good.
But it doesn't give you like advantage on this.
No. I was just saying that technically I can't be that hungover.
How should we do this?
I mean, I'm going to start taking shots in real life while we're doing this. So.
Oh, God.
I don't have that much to drink, okay?
All right. So we... Yes, Chaos, you did. We will start with the drinking competition. And the first... So it's going to... How it's going to work is the saving number will start really low and then get higher, like what you have to roll to save. So we'll start out with like a 4. Because you guys aren't drunk yet.
Okay,
and
well,
it's just the first shot.
Fresh bottle of whiskey has been opened.
19.
19, you save. He rolls. Oh.
Oh,
my God. He rolled a natural 1. You both rolled a natural 1. So the bartender rolls a natural 1, and so did Gris. So you guys, like, took the shot, and it, like, didn't go down right. And your stomach's kind of hurting a little bit. Felvindo, are you taking like a champ? You and Reed have spent so much time drinking together now that you just both are. All right. Now it's going to be 6 that you have to beat. So
that's a 10.
Reed, you take it fine. Oh my God, you fucking barkeep. Gets a 4.
Yes.
You're fine. You match. So it's not super smooth, but you're fine.
All right.
And I'm going to say four fails and you're like stupid drunk. So he's the worst Mark, idea he's done ever. Two. He's failed two times. So he's like, you know, like try to keep a straight face. Like try to be cool. Okay. Last number was 6. Now it is gonna be 8.
14. Oh,
come on, Bart.
12.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 9. Okay. You all take it. Barkeep finally fucking, he finally gets it and is starting to, his first two shots didn't go down smooth, but his third one definitely did. You all safe. All right.
I'm going to stop 10. Drinking along now. I'm not playing this game.
You don't have to. Oh, yeah. You do. You still have to take shots in real life.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. I'm not a quitter. I'm not a quitter. Oh, my God.
Okay. Not a quitter. Okay. It's 10 now. You have to beat a 10.
That's a 12.
Yeah, Barkeep.
Oh, I got a 9.
Oh, God.
That's 2 fails.
You get your first fail. And Gris fails as well.
Oh, yeah.
You guys both take shots and they do not go down.
So that's neat. That's neat. That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Gris, you're not looking so good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How many fails can we have?
4, and after 4 you pass out.
Okay.
I might not even get to 4.
Okay, so now it's 12.
21!
Oh, Barkeep fails for the third time. He's like, Barkeep's starting to look pretty drunk.
I need a minute.
20.
I need a minute.
That's fine.
I don't know why you thought that was a good idea to do that.
Yeah.
You match, you're fine. You're fine. You matched it. It doesn't go down smooth, but you save. All right, now it is a 14.
Ooh, 5.
That's a 7.
Barkeep, he's like kind of drunk, stands up. He's like, Argonian, I can drink you any day. And he takes his shot and he like goes like cross-eyed and then falls backwards and passes out.
Hey, I told you, we're gonna...
Like, you know, like Gimli when they were in Rohan and...
Yeah, exactly like that.
Yeah, I told you I could drink you under the table. No,
if
Chris.
You guys want to keep going, you can.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. 14, appreciate this.
So it's 16.
You
now.
Don't have to.
Phil Vindar, you have one more save, right?
I've had 2 fails.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You have 2 fails.
Gris have one more.
Gris has one more. Okay.
I really want to fail.
Ooh, that's
you fail, Reed.
What's the number?
15.
14.
I have to reach out to hit beat a 14. Fuck!
You take like 2 shots.
No!
No!
So the only one that failed was Reed. So again, you take it and it does not go down smooth. All right.
Wait, that was an intelligent save.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, it's roll a constitution.
Yeah, that's a natural one.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to say a natural one cost counts as 2.
What about a natural 20 then? I did that too.
Oh. Well, yeah, but before. You don't get a...
Damn it.
Take 2. You like, you throw up in your mouth a little bit.
I'm already there,
you're
boys.
Like, nope, don't throw up in front of everybody. And then you just swallow it.
That's the worst part.
Yep. All right. I think
we'll call it a tie, boys.
Okay.
I think we call it a tie.
Wait, are we all on? Go on.
No, Velvindar wants to go.
Let's go on. Let's go on. Fuck it. Let's go on.
Fine. One more. One more.
Piss off at you guys. Okay.
16 now.
That's it's 5. 16. I am out.
Oh my god.
Okay, Reed takes his shot and then like starts to sway a bit and then just face plants and he's out snoring. So Velvindar, you have one more save.
Yes.
And yeah, Gris rolls another natural 20.
Come on, Gris.
It's just
final
you
round.
And Gris. Roll constitution saves.
18 Wait. Now?
Yeah, it's 18.
You roll first, boy.
Are you guys going to roll?
20.
Ooh,
20.
All right. It is 20 now you have to beat.
Wait. Can I? I just need.
Oh, it's a 10.
You.
Fill the dice up.
You take your shot and fall out of your seat and you're sleeping.
Come on, roll, Gris.
Gris stands up because he thinks he's the champion, which I mean, technically you are, and you take your last shot and then you just do the exact same thing the barkeep does. You cross-eyed and then just fall backwards and you all are out. And the part, after that, everybody just like goes to sleep and You guys will wake up in the morning all hungover, and that is chapter two. We will end it there. You guys have finished chapter two, and you all level up to level five as well.
Finally.
So, nice. Excuse me.
You guys just got your cart and a horse. You're level five and hungover, and that's where we will pick up next time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will catch you on the next episode of EDDS.